You're listening to Ask Dr. Gray Pre-Med Q&A. All right, so I want to talk about social media and applying to medical school. When you apply to medical school, you are opening up your life to the medical school admissions committee, and you are telling them who you are. You're displaying yourself to them as vulnerable as you can get. That's what you are doing. You are telling them your strengths, your weaknesses, your struggles, everything and anything. But what about social media? A lot of students, you'll hear a trick where a lot of students will go and they'll change their name on social media to something obscure. I don't recommend doing that for one specific reason. And with Facebook particularly, if you have an issue with your account for some reason and you need to go to Facebook and say, hey, I need my account back. I lost access. Maybe somebody knows that you changed your name on your account and they're like, hey, what's going on here? This is fraudulent or this is a spammer or whatever. And Facebook removes your access to the account. They're going to want to know who you are. You need to prove your identity to them. And if the name on your Facebook account doesn't match the name on your driver's license, then there's an issue. Happened recently to a friend of mine in the podcasting space. He never puts his real date of birth into social media, just in case there's something that happens. And somebody marked his account as a fraudulent account or a spam. He's in the business world, and so maybe he thinks it was a competitor. And he had a very, very, very hard time getting his account back because what was on his driver's license, which Facebook asked for, didn't match the records of what Facebook had. So I don't recommend changing your name on your accounts. Put your name out there. This came about because I was in the Hangout, medicalschoolhq.net/group, if you are not part of the Hangout. I was in the Hangout, and somebody left a comment, and it just, something caught my eye about the comment. And I'm like, I wonder who this person is. So I clicked on their link, their profile, and I went and checked out their profile. Everybody does this. Like, who's this person? Let me check out the profile. Oh, look at these pictures. So I start scrolling. And most of the pictures are benign. It's just friends and pictures and selfies. Of course, everybody's got selfie in the car, the pursed lips. And then I come across a picture of two men, dressed in Nazi uniforms, SS uniforms. No comment, no description of the picture, just a picture of two Nazi SS uniforms, two guys in them. No comments, a couple likes, no mention of some sort of reenactment, no mention of anything. And I started scratching my head, and I was thinking to myself, if I was an admissions committee member looking at this right now, just randomly going, oh, this is the application I have in front of me. Let me see if I can find this person's Twitter account, this person's Facebook account, this person's Instagram account, whatever it may be. Let me look and see. And there's this very public picture of two guys in Nazi SS outfits. The only thing that I can think of why there's a picture of these two guys in Nazi SS outfits are that you're a Nazi and these are your boys and you're out celebrating with your Nazi boys. That's what pops into my mind. I don't know why else you would have these pictures. I don't understand it. And so if you have these types of pictures, whether you're they're pictures of this or pictures of you drinking, pictures of for women out there, there are plenty of cleavage shots on social media for guys out there, inappropriate comments, inappropriate memes, whatever it may be. Take all of your inappropriate, and maybe you don't know what's inappropriate or not. Maybe that's the problem. Take all of your inappropriate, and if you don't know what's inappropriate or not, take it all and mark it as private. Mark it as private. Don't let the outside world see your pictures. That's the safest bet. As you are going through your application process, don't let other people see your pictures. Now, there are settings in Facebook you can say only friends can see this, or only friends of friends. If you want to go that route, that's fine. Just don't make it public. I don't want you to not get an interview because of your social media. If an admissions committee member, if there's a student assigned to the admissions committee to check social media and to look at this stuff, and they stumble across a picture of two dudes in Nazi uniforms, and they go, hey, what's this about? No comments, no anything. I don't want you to not get a interview because of that, or even an acceptance. Maybe you've been interviewed already, and as part of their post-interview process, they go and look at social media. That would be the worst reason not to get into medical school. I mean, being a Nazi is pretty bad, so don't be a Nazi, first of all, but don't have pictures of just random inappropriate things in your social media that anybody can look at. Thank you so much for joining me here on Ask Dr. Gray Pre-Med Q&A. Did you know that we record these live on Facebook at 3 p.m. Eastern on most weekdays? Search for Medical School HQ on Facebook and like the page to be notified. Don't forget to check me out on Instagram as well, on Medical School HQ.